Okay, we are holding on the final daf of Brachos, daf Samach Dalid. Very exciting. Says the Gemara, we are three lines in. Om Rabbi Yavin Alevi. Kaladeichik es hasho, anybody who pushes the time, shah deichaktais, and the time will push him. Meaning if you try to push the hour, so to speak, and, you know, get your agenda across, even if it seems that, you know, it's not the right time for it, so eventually you're going to be pushed off by the time. And anybody who allows himself to be pushed away because of the hour, eventually the hour will be pushed away because of him. I mean, the Rabbah of Rabbi Yosef, and we learned this from Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef sinev Rabbah Iker Horim. Rabbi Yosef was the bigger bucky. He was the bigger expert in the broad knowledge of Torah. And Rabbah was the bigger lamdan. He was more expert in deep analysis. It's Trichlu Shaito. They needed a new Rosh Hashiva. If I'm not mistaken, the previous Rosh Hashiva had been Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbah and Rav Yosef were both Talmudim of Rav Yehuda. So they needed a new Rosh Hashiva after Rav Yehuda was Nifter. I'm pretty sure that was the Seder Advarim. Shalchu l'Hasam, so they sent there. Usually Hasam means Eretz Yisrael. Sinai ve'Eker Harim ezim hem kaidim. So who takes precedence? The Sinai or the Eker Harim? The Sinai who's the broader knowledge base, or the Eker Harim, the uprooter of mountains, the one who has a deeper power of analysis? Shalchu l'Sinai kaidim, it said Sinai, the broader knowledge base, comes first. Shalchol tzrichin amari chityo. Because everybody needs the owners of wheat kernels. Meaning, you need to know the facts. You need to know what it says. Then we can talk about, you know, analyzing, etc. But the most basic thing is to know the text, to know what's there. Afal pichay lekibul lover of Yosef. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yosef demurred. Dam lekaldoi malchut tartin shnin lachraba esun etadin shnin. Because the kaldoi, which were some type of fortune tellers, they told Rabbi Yosef that he was going to be Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. He was going to be the king of Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. And Rabbah for 22 years. Malach Rabbi Yosef Tartin Shnin. Sorry. They told him that he was going to be the Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. Malach Rabbah Esmer Tartin Shnin. So they appointed Rabbah as Rosh Hashiva by default, because Rabbi Yosef had demurred. So Malach Rabbi Yosef Tartin Shnin. Then Rabbi Yosef was Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years. So effectively, by allowing himself to be pushed off because of the hour, meaning allowing himself, you know, to wait, okay, you know, my time is Rosh Hashiva, this chus of being Rosh Hashiva eventually will come. So he basically wound up living an extra 22 years. So the hour was pushed off for him, so to speak. Says the Gemara, all those years that Rabbah was the Rosh Hashiva, he never summoned even a doctor to come to his house. He would go to the doctor, and even though certainly he would be deserving of people coming to his house, but he didn't want to conduct himself with that type of authority. Ostensibly because really they wanted Rav Yosef to be Rosh Hashiva, and he was just by default. Ostensibly. What does it mean that Hashem will answer you on the day of suffering? He will lift you up, the Lord of Yaakov. Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak. Why all of a sudden are we talking about Davke, Lekei Yaakov? What about Avram, Yitzchak? Mikam, Balakar, Shikon, Zbav, Yishal, Karef. From here we see that the owner of the beam should get into the center of the beam. Meaning if there's a very heavy beam to carry, so the guy who owns it, he's the one who should be standing center to be bearing the most, you know, the heaviest part of it. So, the idea is that Yaakov Vinu is the one who was the immediate father of all the tribes of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he has to daven for them, so to speak, even more than Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. Someone who benefits from a meal that a Talmud Chacham is dwelling in that meal, meaning a Talmud Chacham is part of that meal. It's as if he's benefiting from the splendor of the Shechinah, of the Divine Presence. Aaron and all the elders of Israel came to eat bread with the father-in-law of Moshe before the Almighty. Did they eat before the Almighty? Which, generally speaking, is a reference to, like, in the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash, they ate in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's to tell you, anybody who benefits from a meal, benefits from a chacham, is part of that meal. It's as if he is benefiting from the splendor of the divine presence. So the Maharsha explains that when there's a Talmud Chacham present at the meal, then certainly there's going to be words of Torah spoken at the meal. And that is the benefiting from the splendor of the Shekhinah that the Gemara is referring to. When you're taking leave of someone, don't say go in peace, say go to peace. Yisro, who said to Moshe, go to peace, he went and he was successful. Whereas when David said to Avshalom, go in peace, he went and he wound up being hanged. Now there's a Mimuke Yosef in Mike Cotton, if I'm not mistaken, that says that this whole Gemara, which also comes up in Mike Cotton, if I'm remembering correctly, is only for people that, you know, are, you know, concerned about these types of things. But people that are not really concerned about it, so it's like the Gemara says, Arav Pesach, I'm on the Kabbat Kabdin and Ime, I'm on the Lai Kabbat Kabdin and Ime. However, so this Nimuk Yosef is brought by some Paiskim, but the Mishabur and the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Yud don't sound like we pass like this Nimuk Yosef, and they sound like you should be Makbid, and it's not just for people, you know, that are worried about these things. Other Paiskim seem to say that you don't have to get too worried about it, but, you know, but a little bit to be careful about it. I mean, the Paiskim that we usually go by, the Magen Avraham, the Mishabur and Siman Kuf Yud, certainly sound like it is certainly worthwhile to be makbid on this. Hold on a second. Yeah, so there's some mepharshim explain that what's the difference between le and bi. By the way, there's a mnemonic, le for the living. That's my own personal mnemonic that I came up with. Le for the living. So some mepharshim explain that go to peace sounds like you're saying you're always going to add on to your shlemus all of your life in your attempts, in your constant efforts to do the will of God, right? Whereas go in peace sounds like with that which you have already attained. So that's why that's appropriate for the le is appropriate for the living and bu is appropriate for the dead. When you're taking leave of a deceased, which Rashi says that if they would, let's say, bring the casket with the deceased inside of it from one city to the next, because they're burying him in a distant city, so not everybody's going to go. So those that are going to be taking leave of him, they should say, go in peace. You will come to your forefathers in peace. Right. The Rambam, though, says that it's talking about after they put the dirt on top of the... after they filled the dirt in the grave already, so then those that did the mitzvah of escorting the deceased... excuse me, should at that point say, go in peace. And other mepharshim explain that the deceased is very worried, he's scared because he's about to be Amid Bedin, so we need to be him b'shalim. Says Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chiya, Yetzim Beis HaKnesset V'Nichas Beis HaMedrash. Someone leaves the shul and enters the Beis Medrash, which back in the time of Chazal was separate places, wasn't necessarily the same. The Isaac b'Tayra, and he learns Tayra. Zaychem Kavanei Shchina, he will merit to receive the divine presence, the face, so to speak, of the divine presence. Shneimar says Yelchul Mechayil Olchayil. They go from strength to strength. Yeroyel Elokim B'Tzion. They will be appear before the Almighty in Tzion. And Mishmar says nowadays also it's the same thing applies that if right after davening, you know, you sit down and have a chevres mishnayis, a chevres chas, a chevres, you know, whatever it is, a chavis shmir salvation, you have a set seder for learning right after davening, so that also has this inyan. The Maharsha says that the Gemara is specifically emphasizing the valor, the strength of davening together with the tzibur and learning together with the tzibur. Torah scholars don't have rest, not in this world, nor in the next world. They go from strength to strength. They will appear before the Almighty in Tzion. Mishabura says they go from yeshiva to yeshiva, from base medrash to base medrash. Probably means that they're always going up in levels. Torah scholars increase peace in the world. All of your sons are learned of God, and great peace for your sons. Don't read it as your sons, I'd rather as your builders. Right? I mean, Talmidei Chachamim are referred to as builders because they build the world, because the whole world, as the Pasuk says, if not for my covenant of day and night of Torah, which it says, you should learn Torah by day and by night. So Hashem would not have placed the statutes of heavens and earth, and also Breishis Bara Elokim, Bishol Reishis, Tyrus and Nikras Reishis, for the Torah was it created. Shalom Rav La'ayav Yisarsechav Yilom, Mishol, great peace for those that love your Torah and they have no stumbling. Yishalom Echelech Shalom Amasech, there should be peace in your abode, tranquility in your palaces, L'manachai V'rei'ai, Adabar Nashalom Boch, for the sake of my brothers and friends, I will speak peace on your behalf. For the sake of the house of God, our Lord, I will seek out good for you. God gives strength to his nation. God will bless his people with peace. The Marsha says that all of the tefillahs and all of the brachas were established by the Rabbanon in order to increase shalom in the world between Klal Yisrael and their Father in Heaven. And all these things keep the world going, instead of avoida, because we know there's Torah avoida in the middle of Sarim, so all the tefillos and all the brachos are b'mkayim avoida. Hanu nolach ha'raya v'sneak Allah, Maseches Brachos, mazal tov, on the siyum of Maseches Brachos. Mitzvah Hashem, next time, Lee Nether, we will be starting Maseches Shabbos.